Chapter 45. Mr. President. After arriving at the White House, President Alex Mason had gone directly to the Oval Office, where several of his top advisers were already waiting to greet him. Although he had not yet confirmed his inner cabinet, many of his intended inner circle already knew who would be in the administration. His first task was to formally sign and send a presidential signal to each of America's nuclear ballistic missile submarines. These signals were confirmation to the new subcommanders that Alexander Stonewall Mason was now their commander-in-chief. Several other similar signals were sent to various high-ranking members of the military, confirming the appointment. This formality over, he thanked the gathered officials and diplomats, left the Oval Office, and made his way to his residence in the central part of the building. There were over a dozen people moving the last of Mason's personal furniture and effects into the lounge when the president arrived. His wife quickly thanked and dismissed the staff, and once all had departed said, "How are you feeling, Alex?" Mason loosened his tie and slumped down on the big couch. "Could you get me a brandy, please, my dear?" "I don't think you should take alcohol with the medication." "Just a small one, please." She went to the cabinet and found the cognac, poured a minuscule amount into a brandy balloon, and handed it to her husband. "That's all you're having?" Mason smiled weakly and then swallowed the drink in one. He coughed several times as the stronger alcohol caught his throat. Elizabeth took the empty glass. "I know you won't rest properly today, but after this evening is over, I really do want you to have a few days to get rid of this virus." "I will, my dear, I will. I'll take another B12 shot and then go and have a nap for a couple of hours. I'll be fine for tonight. You just finish doing whatever it is you're doing in here. Just don't let me sleep too long, please." She reached up, touched his cheek, and kissed him. "Whatever you say, Mr. President."